Friends and Fairs.
Hello and welcome to episode 30 of Good Friends and Fairs. Now, this voice might be a little bit unfamiliar to you, as my name is Ron the Paradise. I'm chosen out of thousands of entries to have a special one-on-one with Fairs. Now, we're going to introduce the people in the room first. So, Fairs, say hello.
Hello, I'm Fairs.
I'm Lee.
I'm Stephen.
It could be a long podcast. In the house of Fairs today, we have the man that brings the giggles, Lee.
Boy.
And the man behind the scenes that puts it all together, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Credit, I don't often get, I must say.
Now, as all our listeners now, because I'm on the show, as all the regular listeners know, Fairs is quite inept in talking. So, I've got Lee and Stephen just to give Fairs a little hand when he needs to get those little words out of that mouth of his.
usually he has big things in that mouth of his.
Firstly,
we should apologise for the length of time it's taken to get this episode out.
Yep, yeah. Let's blame that on who.
Okay, do you want to shed any light on why this has taken so long, Fizz?
To be honest, I've actually forgotten why that delayed.
Well, because of you, dude. Yeah. Because you kept cancelling.
Because you got unavailability and shithouse planning.
Yeah.
I seriously can't remember why.
Yes. Yeah. Just a bad look.
Aunt Betty's like birthday or something like that, 60th birthday on a Sunday afternoon. And This is probably part of your problem, mate. You've got to structure your social life. Anyway.
No comment.
Mike Pussy, but and you can be Chappelle Corby. Would you fuck up?
What?
Would you fuck Chappelle Corby?
No, go back to you, Fairs. Would you fuck Chappelle
Corby? Oh, would I? Oh, within a heartbeat.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
That would boost Fairs' yearly average up to one.
So you're not very choosy, then. All right. So quickly I'll say thank you for giving me this chance. Hopefully I'll be able to unravel the mysterious world of Fez, the sexual ticking time bomb that he is, and maybe give some hints and tips on how to get a little bit more loving.
That would be good.
That would save me a lot of time.
So, I've got a few hypotheticals for you.
All right.
With your answers, we should be able to summarise in the end what your problem is.
Yeah, all right, if it'll help, it helps. We'll give it a shot.
Right. So, you're like that. Let's start off with, do you have a massive cock?
So, not so much a hypothetical.
Or does he even have a cock?
That's true. That could be the issue. Fairs?
Yes, I have a cock. That's
how big is it? That's what Mark wants to know.
For the viewers at home, that was about the length of a 30-centimeter ruler. International listeners, 12 inches. That's not true.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
If you do or you don't, that's beside the point. The point is, you've got to get the word out there that you do have a massive cock. And this is where your mates might come in, like, helping hands. I'm guessing a few of them have girlfriends, your mates, yes?
I think you're the only one who doesn't have someone who loves you.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
That's probably, yeah.
So these girlfriends need to overhear your friends talking about your massive member. They will be on the phone. They'll be tweeting it. They'll be before you know it. Right? Keep in mind, you can only use this once.
Yeah.
Because by the time you do, like, girls are inquisitive. They're going to want to see it. They're going to want to get down to business with you. When you finally choose one, right, she's going to be on her back. She's going to have no panties on. And that's when you can show her what you've got. By this stage, whether it's big or small, it doesn't matter. She's just going to be hoping that you know what to do with the thing.
All
guaranteed.
Right.
Also a problem.
That's good advice.
Get your mates out there talking about your massive member. Another thing, what's actually your real first name? Like the whole thing.
My whole first name?
Yes, that's, like, yeah, that's what he asked. That was the words.
All right, Fazula.
Fazula.
Yep.
Oh, first podcast and I get a phone call. Hang on, I'll turn the phone off.
Not being edited out. Keep this in.
You can leave that in if you want. Yeah. Now, right, this is where I need you guys to actually come in. I think maybe your name could be a problem. Like, it's...
Well, what's wrong with my name?
I think we could pick you something better. Steven?
Yeah.
You're welcome to throw any name suggestions that maybe we could give Fez.
Ooh. Well, I reckon the whole 80s, 90s thing coming back with the flat hats and the fixie bikes and whatnot, you need a powerful 80s name. So maybe like a Zach or a Maximus.
Zach would be not bad.
Zach
would be good. Or just go at the complete other end of this spectrum and just call yourself like Fuzzy Winkle. And then as a result, people will be like, oh, who's that Fuzzy Winkle kid? I wonder where he's from.
That's true.
And you do have like kind of that cute teddy bear Ewok type of look to you.
You're actually both the sort of what I was thinking. I like the 80s idea. I was thinking cult.
Cult's good. And because you could say my dick is like a cult.
Yeah.
45 unloads it. Let me unload my cult, baby.
Yeah.
It's just something to think about, mate. Like, theirs is good if you want to keep on rocking that, but maybe a name change.
Alright.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, what do you like the best out of those three options? Do you like Zach, Fuzzy Winkle, or Colt?
I'll take Colt. Just because.
Oh, you're a killer.
Oh, don't be a sucker.
Yeah.
Just because you're talking to Martin and you see him.
You're a Fuzzy Winkle whenever I've seen one.
Fuzzy Winkle. That won't get you laid, Fuzzy Winkle.
Well, this isn't working.
It's got about the same hit rate right now, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, Fez.
Yep.
Do you carry a condom with you?
No, I don't.
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't carry. Nah.
Dude, you've given up on your chances.
I'm gonna send you some pictures of stuff, the dudes that don't carry condoms. Right? Good. They're nasty. Carry a condom at all times.
All right.
You've got to be ready. Oh, man, you gotta be ready. Now, when was the last time you seen real boobies? No, I'll rephrase that.
Yeah.
Was the last real boobies you seen A, in real life, B, a computer screen, or C, a magazine?
Or D, your mother's.
Computer screen.
So you're into a bit of porn, then?
Yep.
Guilty.
I'm not trying to expose you as some sort of freak, man. If you want to look at it on the screen, that's all right. This is the first, like, for the listeners, you know, this is the first time we've met. Like, I'm not going to paint any picture. We're not friends. Well, we're not friends. I mean, we don't know each other before this. This is the actual first visual. You look like sort of a nice bloke, right?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Deceptive.
All right.
Have you ever decided just to go to a new venue and be a douchebag? Because, before you answer, I'll explain my reasoning of my question. How often do you go into a place and you see a nice-looking girl, like quite a hottie, and then she is with the biggest douchebag in the history of the world? He's probably the loudest bloke. He's probably the most obnoxious bloke. He'd be spraying cash around like he owns the joint. And he's got the biggest hottie on his arm. Why not just try a new venue and go and be that douchebag for once?
I don't think I can be a douchebag.
What?
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
No. You're a douchebag in a different type of way. You're the type of douchebag that's the reason it's taking us a month to get this podcast done.
is there a place in Adelaide like where the sort of the older... single ladies go.
Oh yeah, okay. It is called the Arca Bar, or as we like to call it, the Sharka Bar, because it's a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, Milk City pretty much.
Have you ever been there on your own, Fez?
You know, I've been there just with a mate, but just to watch the soccer.
How old would you go?
It's not really a matter of how old, just if they're good looking or not.
How old would you go then, man? Stunning 60-year-old?
Yeah, why not?
What's your limit?
That's disgusting. I don't even think their parts work at that age. And you're not carrying a condom as well. So you're telling me you're prepared to dive into a 60-year-old badge with no protection and possibly no lubrication.
Hey, if she's on menopause, she won't get pregnant.
Yeah, but it's going to be dry, bro.
Having a child is the last of your worries. Trust me, mate. It's the last of your worries. All right. I did mention hypothetical, so I'm going to get this one out of the road.
Yep.
You're in Arundel Mall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Good reference. Yeah. Well-researched on Adelaide.
Pardon?
Adelaide was well researched by yourself. You know our really only shopping area.
So you're feeling a bit peckish and you're not the biggest fast food freak, but KFC's in sight, so you think, I might just go and get myself a little twister.
All right.
You with me?
Yes, I'm with
you. You're munching on your twister, up walks a girl. She has the fittest body you've ever seen. You know, the ones that wear all the lycra and all that sort of stuff.
Yep, yoga pants.
But she is a minger. Her head is horrible. Right? She comes up to you and says, $5 for a wristy, $10 you can touch me boobies at the same time. What do? Take the $5 option or the $10 option?
I take the $10 option.
Really? Good man, that's adventurous. That's well done.
soliciting sex.
Okay,
yeah, you're going to get yours somehow. Not everyone can find someone but for them.
I got to start somewhere.
For the listeners out there, I did send Fez a quick little quiz just because in case we've got a bit caught up with him and his words and stuff like that. And I asked him about, did he own a car? And, or did he prefer, like, go on public transport? And he said, actually, I like to go on public transport because it's interesting. can you add anything to that? What's interesting about sitting on a bus with everyone on that bus either looking into their mobile phone or got headphones on?
There's more than that. Every now and again, you get someone odd, go on the bus, do something.
that's usually you to everyone else.
Yeah.
Have you ever said hello to a girl on the bus?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know, you could take on the bus away from that question and it would be roughly the same answer.
I was just about to say the exact same thing.
Shit. And
headphones are girlfriend, oh not girlfriend, they're bitch killers. There is no
bitch killer.
People in public because everyone's got headphones on. Mate, you've got to start a trend. Don't wear headphones in public. Don't look at your mobile phone. Just try and make eye contact with them all. That's the way to go.
You taking notes, Fez?
Yeah. Oh, did you just finish uni?
Yeah, I graduate on Monday.
Oh, fantastic. Are you going to go out and have a good time for your graduation ball?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Have you got a date?
Nah.
Is your mum and dad going?
Yes.
Man, you're killing me. Have you started full-time work yet?
No, not yet. Cause I just finished my placement now. I'm just applying.
Oh, okay. Because right, I was thinking one good way of getting, or not getting, that's a terrible phrase to banging birds. One way of banging birds is in the workplace. Without a job, have females in the workplace.
Probably not.
I'm sure they would. It's not Saudi Arabia or something. I'm sure.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I did civil engineering and there was like barely any girls in my course.
So. Barely any means there were some.
Yeah.
Well, like one or two.
Well, there's one or two.
One or two dip yourself into first.
Dip by dip you dip. Dip by dip, dip you dip. 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 So.
Have you ever worked in hospitality?
Nah.
See, one good way involved in the ladies is alcohol. Working in hospitality and alcohol go hand in hand. Put them together, and it's where the term leggy openers is devised. You fill the girls full of leggy openers, and then you're a massive chance of.
Like, you are so a listener of Good Friends and Friends.
Leggy.
Right. Here's another hypothetical for you. All right, you're doing all right, actually, like in life, and you've got yourself a nice big 5-bedroom home. Right?
Yep.
You've got your dream dinner party. Can you remember these chaps that you thought that you, three people that you'd like to have at your dinner party?
Shit, I forgot them.
There's three comedians. So there's Adam Sandler, and two other dudes anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. You didn't invite a woman to your dinner party?
Does that really matter?
Well, in your situation, yes.
The reason was because I guess just people at the time I thought were interesting. I wasn't thinking of gender or if I was going to have sex with them afterwards.
Yeah. Right. All right, I'm giving you a chance now. Three women straight away.
I like it.
That you'd have at a dinner party.
All right. Jennifer Lawrence. That's one. Another one. I don't know.
You know one woman in the world. You know one woman's name, and you've never met them. That's your problem, dude. He's like, it's Jennifer Lawrence or it's nothing.
Yeah. That's just my standard, Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. Well, let's go back to the three places. They're having a funny dinner. Food's lovely. You're providing bottles of leggy openers for all the boys. Now, because you're doing quite successful as a civil engineer, you've got a 5-bedroom home.
Yep.
But knock, knock at the door. At the door is Oprah Winfrey at her fattest and ugliest. And Ian Roberts. Now, for those who don't know, you guys might even know who Ian Roberts is. No. Ian Roberts is a good friend of Oprah Winfrey. He is a rugby league, was a rugby league player. He was a front rower. So he was the biggest bloke on the field, right? But also, he was the first rugby league player to openly come out and say he was gay.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Right? This bloke was a man mountain. He actually beat a fellow by the name of Gary Jack up on the football field that bad. They looked at pressing police charges. Anyway, Ian and Oprah are at your front door.
Yep.
It's late at night. They're looking for a place to stay. You've filled all your other guests up with your leggy opening juice, and they've all gone to bed. There's 2 bedrooms left. You need to sleep as well, but you need a bed partner, right? Do you choose to be the big spoon of Oprah Winfrey or the little spoon of that big, hairy, muscly, gay Ian Roberts?
I'll take Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, good choice. Ian Roberts is a scary dude. Yeah. Oprah's big and fat, like so. It's good to see that you're not racist as well, Fez, because of
that's true.
Yeah. All right, where are we at? We talked about a personal side note.
All right.
You like coffee?
Yes, I do.
Alright, here's a little thing that you can start up in Adelaide for me. Alright,
all right, I'm
all ears. Today, it's all about me. Yeah. When you get a takeaway coffee, do you take the lid off the takeaway cup?
No, I don't.
Douchebag.
How is that douchebag?
Just douchebag, bro.
The great thing about coffee is the aroma, the smell, right? You're not going to smell this wonderful creation by having a plastic lid on top, sucking through the tiniest of holes, right? Hey, I'm giving you this. I'm letting you start it off in Adelaide, right? Because it's a talking point as well. You see a girl taking a sip of her frappuccino or whatever you want to call it out of this tiny little hole, you can go up to her and say, hey, I've actually got a theory on coffee drinking. You know, I can see that you obviously like your coffee and that sort of thing. Take the lid off when you drink so you can smell the thing.
I'm sure she'll tell me to fuck off.
No, man, that's what usually happens, see? This time it might be different.
It's all about finding little ins, finding ways to speak to the opposite sex. You got any questions for me? Like I've done a lot of the talking. You've sat there and
nodded a couple
of things. Like, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Well, Mark, wait, where are you based at? Where are you from?
I'm in Sydney.
Sydney. Oh, yeah.
You were up in Sydney not that long ago. Why didn't you look me up?
I didn't know you were from Sydney.
What are you talking about? His Twitter handle is Sydney Mustard.
Speaking of Twitter, are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not.
Like your personal account?
No, I don't have a personal account.
Excuse me. Do you know how much porn and smut is on Twitter?
No, we don't get that.
Yeah.
Really?
I
Stage fright. There was this fella in America called Hunter Moore. Have you ever heard of Hunter Moore?
Nope.
Mate, this bloke was an absolute freak. Like, nothing like to look at or whatever. Bit of a try-hard DJ, like music maker and all that sort of stuff. He had so many Twitter followers. He's not online now because I think he actually he was getting threats. But he was making people do these stupidest things on Twitter. They take photos of it and post it. He had this one called Selfie Olympics where you had to do something like really stupid and take a photo. Look, people were holding guns to their head. He had another thing called the Piss Olympics where people would hang upside down and try and wee into the toilet bowl while their friends are taking photos of it.
That's ridiculous.
The bloke was a complete douchebag, and everyone, they called him the father, and like everyone was his family, right?
Well, I've never heard of this, dude.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
This is interesting, though.
Yeah. One thing he did do, right, is he said to girls, show me, like, your titties. So they write hashtag the family across their titties and send him photos. He couldn't retweet fast enough. He actually had an intern working for him, to post these things on Twitter.
Wow.
Hey, douchebags get the girls.
So that's the one thing I got to be, just be that kind of douchebag.
That was our problem, right? We did the average Joe Olympics. We should have done the Piss Olympics.
Some of them were so funny, but like he made people do ridiculous things. Like girls were doing stuff with mobile phones that it's disgusting. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But he was famous for having some website that he started up, but they actually made him close it down because it was intruding on people's privacy. It was like a hookup website. That was nuts.
Just wondering, how did you come across Good Friends and Fairs?
You know what? You were terrible on the first episode. You're terrible on all the episodes.
I am. Everyone knows that.
You've got to worry when someone rings your place of work and they don't know who you are. Made a passion, mate. I actually think I come across you guys on Twitter. And that's how, because it's been going, it'd be close to a year now, maybe more than a year.
Well, just over a year.
And Ezra, like when we talked before, like with Steven, it's like it's about a group of guys sitting around having a chat. These are all considerably younger than me, and so maybe I'm trying to relive my youth through everyone's eyes. You're rubbish.
No one wants to relive their life through fair.
No.
I was end my life. You mean?
I did ask before, like when I said that we hadn't met, I spoke with Stephen briefly today, and my first question was, I understand the part of the show, it's about everyone having a bit of dig at you, fairs, and I said, but is he really like that in real life? And he didn't even have to answer. The expression on his face said it all. I'm going to take away all this information. I'm going to type it into my. Remember what was that dating show like where they had that Dexter? And he'd give out like the comparability of the couples and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Don't know what the show was called.
Yeah.
Some type of love calculator type thing. Don't know what it was,
though. Yeah, mine's not a love calculator. Mine's a fez calculator. and mine is going to calculate how shit or not fez really is. But I'm typing in now. Fez, and you're just fucking normal. There's nothing wrong with you, man. Don't put these douchebags that you call from. Put them down. Get out. Speak to some girlies. Do whatever you're doing, man. There's nothing. Look at porn on your computer. Just
man, I feel like I'm getting lectured by like a father figure.
You are.
Fuck Hunter Moore. This is Rhonda Paradise.
Fez is gonna start tweeting pictures of his chest.
It's been good to have a bit of a chat and a laugh with you. I thought you might have had a few more questions for me.
Yeah, Fez. He does. Fez, have some more questions for... Dude, long time listener. You must have some questions for him. It doesn't have to be initially about why he listens to the show. Self-promotion. Just ask him some questions, bro.
All right. So, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living?
Let's start off slow, but I want these to get the good friends and Fez questions sounded
I don't mind answering any questions you're going to ask me, but when I'm going to throw a question straight back at you first.
All right.
When you started the podcast, how much actual information about yourselves did you want to give away?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, valid point. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I remember one of the earlier episodes where someone slipped up and said a last name.
Yep, that was the first episode. That was Lee. Yeah. That was Lee.
I just do it.
But now we're out there. Lee's
got a purpose. He's trying to make it in like the comedy world.
I have a purpose.
He could be using this as a platform to like his his chosen career that he wants to. I spent a lot of time in hospitality. I don't know if you've worked that one out. I speak a lot of crap. By speaking a lot of crap and learned how to pour beer, and with me to travel the world, and it was good. I now work for my family, and we've got a wholesale nursery business, so we supply all your garden bed plants and all your vegetables that you grow at home and all that sort of stuff.
So you've got a hydroponic setup. That's what you're saying.
I probably organize that. It's funny you say that. We had a fella come in to work not that long ago, and he was selling these great big... self-watering planter boxes, and they were huge. And I just made the passing comment, I bet you the dope growers would like getting on this. He says, funny you say that. I had some men in leather jackets just order 40, and they didn't want me to deliver them. They tell me they come and pick them up.
That's dodgy.
Well, when you were working in hospitality, how many chicks did you pick up?
Oh, no, I mean, look, seriously, I'm no Dr. Love. This is more of a piss take than anything. The contributing factor, and I kid you not, is alcohol, mate. It is the main and only thing that works. When you work behind the bar, you have the power to get people drunk. How drunk you want them is in, like, your power.
Responsible service of alcohol.
Responsible service to actually how much you just want to get laid. And,
should be responsible service of leggy openers. RSL.
Sorry?
Have you been to America?
Yeah. Yep. First?
No.
Yeah. Mate, I just come back from there. Mate, I think every red hot blooded male should go to America. There is something about those American girls. You go over there, you speak a little funny as well. That was actually one thing that did work overseas. Don't let anyone tell you any different. People like the Australian accent.
Yeah.
And once you open your mouth, you Well, you're going to have trouble, but like normal people. when you start a sentence, and it can be as simple thing as ordering a takeaway coffee without the lid on. they warn to Australians. When I first went away, I thought we might have outstayed our welcome.
Yeah. But,
and that was in England at first. And mate, they love us. Do some travelling. You go away, carry some condoms, and just bang your way around the world. And also, you're unknown, like by doing that as well. But hospitality, the way to go. Learn how to pour a beer and go overseas. Don't you uni students do some like gap year or something like that before you start a real job?
Nah, well, before I went into uni, I went overseas, but I was with my family.
Yeah, you're going to pick up each of chicks still on that. Not to get too personal.
Get personal.
Mum and Dad, no, it's your right to get personal.
Are Mum and Dad worry about you? Like, your inability to negotiate with people?
I don't think they even know.
That you're shit.
What's the ethnicity background?
I'm Albanian.
Yeah. So like, does like I'm going to stereotype here that every ethnic in Australia. Then when Mama just says, "When are you going to bring a nicer girl home?" I'm like, in an accent. Do you not at home? Like,
no.
Would Mum and Dad be surprised if they woke up in the morning hearing you banging away?
Nah, they've never ever mentioned that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I feel like they gave up on you a long time ago. Just keep on
paying that internet bill. And, yeah, I'm always happy.
Your parents don't think that you like boys, do they?
Nah.
All right, that's a good start.
Dude, at least you'd be getting some, maybe.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers, can they? Are you out there looking for love?
No, not really.
What do you mean? Yes, you are. You're on the prowl.
Well, maybe now because I've finished uni and everything.
Dude, don't act like the reason you haven't been getting it is because you had uni commitments.
You're speaking with a person that didn't go to university, so I don't really have any idea about it. But I'm just going to throw it out there. It was a mixed university. There was men and female university.
Yeah.
Roughly about 50-50.
Yep.
Of our percentage gap. Did you see any of them, the girls there?
There were girls out and about, but in the course that I was doing, there was like no girls.
Yeah, but like, you're not in the course all the time, are you?
No, you're not.
I thought uni was all about getting drunk and just rooting.
Well, eventually.
This program is very sexual, I feel. In life.
Yeah, we're going to have to call it a Dr. Love Tips or something.
Yeah.
Mark, Dr. Exactly. Love Mitchell.
I had one more thing written down for you, and I'm having trouble reading my notes. Are you sure there's no more questions for me that you...
Yeah, Fez, hit him up, bro. Come on.
Hit him up with a silly good friends and Fez question.
Give him a hypothetical situation that only good friends and Fez could produce.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I know, you guys are better.
No, Fez.
Me.
No, you're the experience that he won.
Yeah, I was really expecting something like, do you prefer to have wet undies all day long or wet socks all day long? And you couldn't even come out with that, mate.
Yeah, Fez, come on. I want it to be good.
You can do it.
Hypothetical. Literally anything.
All right. You're at a place. You're at a club in town. You turn the you into other people. One is filthiest, scummiest chick, like fat, ugly face, she's ugly, fat, all of that. And then there's a Brad Pitt looking dude. And pretty much you gotta have to choose, have sex with one of them, who would you have sex with?
So
definitely the Minger.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Well, I'm not homophobic. Certain parts of a woman, they all look the same. Block the bad looking parts out of your brain and just focus on one thing, mate, you could be hopping on top of whoever you want.
That was a good answer.
maybe you're too choosy. Before when we asked when I said about three women, you said Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lopez, I would take to the party now.
Now you mentioned another female.
Yeah. So it's taken us how long? We've got two. Well done. Another good perv is Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You on that, Fezzy?
No, I'm not on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, seriously. Do you have like a smartphone or do you still carry a Nokia 3310?
No, I've got an iPhone.
Alright. On your iPhone, at the end of this episode, I need you to install Twitter and I need you to install Instagram.
Yep.
On Instagram, you know how many of these model-like birds just take selfies all day long? And then you have a look at the likes. There's this one girl, she's a professional surfer, but she was just in the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. Her name's Anastasia Ashley. Mate, she loves herself so much, she takes a selfie of herself in a bikini every day. This bird, I don't know how many followers she's got on Instagram, but she gets something like 12,000 likes on these photos. And then you read the comments for comedic value, all these really desperate, sleazy dudes saying, oh, I'd like to be your bikini putter on her in the morning and stuff like that.
So wait, are you telling me that I should make those comments as well?
Yeah, why not? They're never going to find you, are they? let's come up with your Twitter handle right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twitter handle.
I like it.
Yeah, so after today, you'll have your own Fez account, but you've got to come up with a name, something catchy, something not too long. Like, we talked about changing your name before.
Yeah.
What was your Stephen? Fuzzy Winer or something
Fuzzy
like that.
Fuzzy Winkle. Yeah. Maybe let's combine them, though. What I was thinking, Fez, you say what you think of this, but maybe we go, like, Coat Fezzy 5, like a Coat 45, with a bit of a Fez mixed in there. What do you think, Fez?
Coat Fezzy 5.
Coat Fezzy 5.
That's actually very clever. I like it. It's an extra play on words.
All Fez? Right, yeah.
But what would yours be first? Let's compare the two.
And I always think that, well, when I was in high school, my teachers used to always muddle up my name. They used to call me Foozle. So I was thinking.
Sorry, that's funny.
Is that the reaction you want from your handle, Fez?
How come that's never been brought up before?
I don't like to mention it.
Well, you've just got your Twitter handle. It's Fruzel. You can spell it however you want.
Fruzel.
So whenever someone mentions it, you'll definitely get a laugh. And have you got anything insightful to say on Twitter? Like, have you got a point to get across?
No, I'm...
No, what was your first week, mate?
Oh, I'm the worst at thinking stuff on the spot, so...
Yeah, that's obvious.
I can't
really?
Do that.
Mark knows that. He's listened to the show before,
mate. No, but surely, like, it's an easy way to vent some frustration. It's a good way to get a zinger out, like, and get some people to like it or whatever. Like, good friends and Fez has got... It's over 3,000 Twitter followers now, isn't it? You could be some fuzzy head fella from Adelaide and, you know, get up to 3,000 followers just on the back of riding the good friends and Fez wave, and then you'll have all these people like hanging on every word you say. You know, you've got to come up with something insightful. What would first tweet be?
Oh,
come on, man. I'll tweet this right now from the Good Friends of
Sam
account. Yeah. After we finish. What is it? What's the tweet? Fez has spoken. Just like, whatever you say, hyphen, Fez has spoken. That's the tweet. 140 characters.
Not even Fez has spoken. It should just be hyphen, Fez.
Yeah, that's true. That gives you more room. Or maybe hyphen, Fruzel.
Freezer.
All right. Oh, let's try and help you out. Wait, was there something you come across today that made you think crosswords?
I only like woke up like 3 hours ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is that going to be your break statement to the world? Yeah. I woke up 3 hours ago. Boozle.
I would love that shit. I'd favourite shit out of it, dude. No, but seriously, dude, if you had to speak to 3,000 people, what one sentence would you say?
I'm thinking of something now, but it's not really appropriate.
Just say it, dude. Say it. Our podcast isn't appropriate.
Sit on my face, lovely. That's...
That's it. It'll work for you, Bruiser.
Shit.
Now, Stephen mentioned that you might have brought some segments to the show today.
I haven't got any segments on the show.
You told me you had segments the other day.
When did I tell you that?
You told me you're going to bring segments on Thursday night when we're going to see Corbin's show.
No, I'm saying I'll try and think of one, but I haven't thought of any.
Right, what's a favorite segment of yours that we've done? And maybe the four of us can do that right now. So from any podcast, what's a segment that sticks out in your mind? And we'll do that now.
Do you know what my favorite part of the show was? And you don't do it anymore. Is the one where you started off, like, you call it general chit-chat now.
Yeah.
But it was like you did like two or three things that happened to you in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slap in the back?
Yeah, slap in the back. Yeah. Because that's what I think is like a great key to like a good podcast. Is like you don't want to give away too much information about yourself, but you want to like interact with the people. And like, so you guys do it through Twitter and on Facebook and stuff like that. But like, so to give the listeners like an idea of, you know, what you get up to in your normal week sort of thing, like you sit around, you chat for an hour and a half or so, but what you've done in your normal life. So, Fez, three things interesting.
Within the last 2 weeks?
No.
That happened this week.
This week. And Mark, if you deem them not interesting enough, Lee and I will slap them on the back.
Oh, you read my mind. I was going to say one slap each. Yes.
Good.
Okay. So this week, what's happened this week? The Fringe. I guess. So.
That didn't happen to you.
Yeah.
Three things happened to me. February. The moon is in the sky.
Yeah.
And Adelaide still exists. So
Well, I went to a couple fringe shows. Does that count? Come on.
What was your favourite? At least start with what was your favourite fringe show apart from Clerks?
He was about to get a shameless plug.
Well, we were discussing it before that, you know, we've all saw a few shows at the Fringe and we thought that Querb's production was...
No, he said specifically apart from Querb's. It's all mine. What else you see?
I saw a comedian called Craig Hill.
Explain.
Pretty much... Well, we just wanted to jump the queue at the Garden of Earthly Delights, so pretty much where all these shows are at in Adelaide. And if you had a ticket, you can pretty much jump the queue and get in there. So it's like, all right, let's just buy a ticket to watch a show. And then it's like, oh, what's left? And they said, oh, some lady there recommended we go see like this guy. So we went and saw him. And it was pretty much a flamboyant Scottish homosexual.
That was your favourite show on the Fringe?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's fair. All right, number one.
That's one.
I'm now starting to feel what it's like to for you guys to be friends with Fez. That took forever to get out.
Yeah. Earlier in this piece, you're calling us douchebags, but you are going to know why we are by the end of it.
Yes. It's easy. You're an easy target, Fez. Come on, you've got two more things to talk about. Before you get slapped.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. Try and save it.
Alright, what else?
Anything happened in the female department this week?
Nope.
Surprising?
Nope. Nothing in the female department.
Alright. Did the previous mentioned boobies that you saw on a computer screen happen this week?
Did you look at porn at all this week?
Yes, I did.
that's a highlight. We're giving that a highlight.
All right.
Okay. So you're 1-1. So depending on how shit your next one is, it's whether or not you get slaps.
I know. We want to hear yours as well.
Oh, going from me as well? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, you still finish though, first. Still got one more for this.
All right. Oh, I'm not really going to do much this week.
That's obvious.
So are we doing these on interest or how good they were for your week? Mark? Because we've done it both ways.
I think it's more like personal highlight, like what you actually thought was good or what you thought that would become a good story, because that's okay. You know, that always got you chatting about things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting for all parties. Fez, you failed miserably.
Yeah,
you're going to get stuck. But let's hear what Lee and Stephen have their week.
You
want to
go?
Okay. I had my first ever radio interview with ABC. That was fun.
That was good. How many good friends and first shout outs we're giving?
Zilch. It was only very short. Then I had my fringe show this week, which was amazing fun.
You can't talk about Lee's fringe show.
You can't, okay. Well, in that case, on top of that, we got a renewal for our rental place, so we're there for another year.
Woo!
And on top of that, I had a Luxor this morning and didn't spew it up, which is pretty amazing because I drank a gutload of piss last night.
That's not bad. Coconut milk.
That's a pretty interesting week. How long does it take you to put a show together?
This one was a couple of months, dude. Like, we came up with the idea in October last year. That's when registrations are due. So since October to hell last night, it was rehearsals and filming and planning, and yeah, it's a lot of effort. So yeah, I'm exhausted now.
But it sounds like it's worth it, you know. Like,
it's good fun.
See that someone around you has been working towards something and achieving something. Does that not inspire you to get out and get things a go?
I just want to work 9 to 5 and go home and just relax.
That's like every other human's nightmare. That is your only.
You're very sad, Peter. Very sad. Also, I think another thing that you should consider bringing into the show is punishment for fans when he says, "I don't know." It's something that I do with my children. To give you an idea of how old my children are, they're 12, 10, and 8. And when they instantly, "I don't know," I instantly know they're not thinking.
Okay.
Fez, you do that a lot, man. So there should be some sort of punishment on towards Fez, because every time he says, "I don't know," you can slap him. I don't care what you do.
Sounds good, man.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. I'll rattle through mine. So my first one leads to my second one. My first one is, you may have remembered, Mark, at one point we had a short-time co-host, Matt Fisher.
Yes, I do, yes.
Well, that guy can drink like a fish, as suits his name, and I tried to go drink with him. So that's my first point, which leads to my second point, is that I passed out at about 10:30 that night, and I woke up the next day with toothpaste all over my face and ridiculous cards and shit all over me. And let's not get into specifics, but I woke up looking like a fool. I had a penis drawn on my leg. That's the second point.
Did someone draw a cock on you? Is there photographic evidence of this?
There is. There may well be, but I should not be sharing that on Twitter. I need to have some like chance of getting a promotion after doing this podcast. At least I can deny this as a story, which it was not. And then what have I got last here? Last, I guess, is that I was chasing ducks and swans throughout the parklands to try and complete a scavenger hunt that I was doing this week. So if you were in Adelaide and saw me chasing birds, not the type of birds that Fez is chasing. In fact, I was chasing birds more successfully than Fez.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Chasing swans, don't you get in trouble for that? Like,
not if you don't hurt them.
I don't think it's illegal to chase an animal, but to harm an animal.
Yeah.
So.
There was no harm done to any animals in the making of this podcast.
All right, nice one. Well, I'll give you my three highlights.
Oh, yeah.
This week, I've been Hawaii.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
Aloha!
And I'll take a little bit of flack for the long time for the episode to come out because that was because I was away. But still, it's your fault.
Yeah, I understand.
In Hawaii, I went to an all-you-can-eat rib night, and you know why, and sorry to all the American listeners out there, why you're all so fat? It's because of the nights. The amount of food I ate was ridiculous. I actually nearly made myself physically sick, but geez, they were so nice and juicy.
Yeah.
And they were really proper ribs. Aussies pride themselves on barbecues, but I reckon we could learn a thing or two off the Americans because their barbecue ribs are something special.
Definitely, man.
But three, and it's probably is going to be very sad for you to hear first, but I got laid. And it felt nice.
Come on, man. You're supposed to help me out here, but
I thought I'd throw you a bone there. And it's been a good week. I've had obviously it's been a good fortnight. But if we put a summary into who had the shittest week, Fez, how do you reckon you went?
Pretty shit.
No, go to you, Fez. What do you think?
Yeah. they're pretty crap. Yeah.
You better take his shirt off, pal, and let these boys rip some slack into your
Yeah. Oh, he's got... It's just on your back, is it? Lower back? Where do you want it? Upper or lower? Where do you want it?
You choose.
Oh!
All right, come on.
I'll give you a count of three, all right?
No, don't. Just do it. Fuck
no,
it.
No, okay. One, two.
Ah!
Nice red welts there.
Ah, good one. So, how do you think you're going to try and improve on next week, Chris?
I think I'm of a proper segment that won't require getting your back slapped.
Things are looking up for you.
Not really.
Cool. All right, well, I think that's good. Unless you had something else you wanted to say, Marky?
No, mate. It's I want to thank you guys a lot. Like you provide me with plenty of entertainment when I'm on the road behind the truck and wheel. I want to thank you very much for allowing me to come on today. And it's like it's actually good to put a face to the voices. You know, like I hear you guys. And but now I know what you look like. And two out of three ain't bad, eh, Fez?
good stuff, Mark.
I'm going to continue listening. I hope your regular listeners do after this episode as well. it's been a barrel of laughs. I've had a good time, so thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. Woo! Thank you, Marky. Give it up for Marky.
Yeah.
Give it up. All right, sweet.
So what's plans for you guys now? Like, where's the show? What direction you going? Like, you're going to continue doing the same thing, try and put out a podcast every fortnight when Fez decides to turn up?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, actually. Next episode I'm going to be away for, so it's going to be on the other lads to edit and do it, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
Fez is taking the reins for that.
Yeah.
You're taking the hosting chair, are you, Fez?
Oh.
Well, that'll be an hour of silence.
Oh, man.
Will that be your first episode you've missed, Stephen?
It will. It'll be the first episode. I look forward to it, though. I'll be away, and I look forward to hearing it. Corbs has been on most of them as well, to be honest. So
yeah, it was. I missed a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any plans to get Leroy back on the show?
Yes. We don't know if he'll be back in the next one, but he will be back soon. Even if he's not back in the episode, he has sent me some loopy news. So I know that's your favourite segment, Mark. You know how loopy it is. It will be on.
he's definitely a strange cat, that Leroy. Like, I just don't know how he fits in with you guys. Like, was he someone's flatmate or something for a while?
He's still currently my housemate, but I went to uni with him, so that's how I know him. And like, to be honest, he's a great dude to hang out with. Much better than Fez. But yeah.
I said to you before, Fez, and I'll leave you with this, because the green teams are starting to make me want to go and have a wee. You're normal, mate. You're all right. I didn't mean to come across as like a godfather figure or anything.
Nah,
like that.
No, that's okay.
Keep on looking at your porn.
Yeah.
One day you'll speak to a girl and she'll love you and all that sort of crap. Just make
that
you.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, cheers, Mark. Thanks for coming on.
No, that's all right, guys. And yeah, keep up the good work on the show, because I enjoy it. And
yeah, no, thank you for the support.
Not a problem.
Good work.
All right, well.
Do you want to take us out, Fez? Yeah, Fez, take us out, as always. Mark, you know how well he does it every week. Let's go.
All right, well, we just wrapped up episode 30, hosted by Mark Mitchell. And next fortnight?
Oh my god! Yes, it'll be next fortnight.
All right, next fortnight, episode 31, will be without Steven, so it'll be hosted by myself and edited by myself. We should be having Lee and most of our other members on, so we'll see you guys then.
Cheers, Marky.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Catch you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.